supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, I was looking around on Facebook and I came across a post by Cure Magazine. They serve the cancer community and they asked people what some of the quote-unquote dumbest things were that people said to them in terms of their cancer. And what people shared was just unbelievable, the stuff people said to them, you know, oh, you have the good cancer, or everything happens for a reason, or this is just a bump in the road, on and on. These are some of the nicer comments I'm quoting here. Why do we do this?
I have to add one other thing, Maiken.
Yes?
One of the comments is, good luck with your double vasectomy. That was my favorite.
Instead of mastectomy?
Yeah. So why do people do this? We're hardwired to be wary when something looks different. We're hardwired to be reactive when we feel at risk or vulnerable. That's in our evolutionary genes. So we ask questions like, when somebody dies, well, how old were they? Or did they smoke? And it's the same thing with cancer. When you say really stupid things, like everything happens for a reason, it's just to create distance from you and to help manage your own anxiety.
A lot of times, I think, though, people are genuinely concerned for the other person, but they really don't know what to say. And I'm sure every one of us has done that at some point where you said something just to say something, and then it doesn't come out right.
Right. You're correct. We say something just to say something. I would encourage everybody listening to be aware that you don't have to say something. It's not necessary. Or you can say something like, what can I say? How can I help? Or can I be helpful?
You've worked with a lot of cancer patients over the years. What have they told you in terms of what is helpful in that situation?
It's a touch on the shoulder, a caring look in the eye. That's all. And not a patronizing look, you know, just human-to-human contact. Ask if there's something you can do to help. If you care, just care. You know, and often you don't even need words, but a touch on the shoulder, my God, that feels so good.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike, and thank you.